I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give me all your raw impressions, your thoughts, your words, your time. All about communication, but don't be unkind.
Have I told you that I have a lot of anxiety about finishing this song?
I didn't know you had a lot of anxiety about it. I knew it had been on your mind.
Songwriting anxiety.
Well, you're talking over it. You're trying to mask it in some way?
It's not great. I did it this morning. First thing.
Lou is just making a lot of wild gestures around his face. You can't see that because we're still waiting for his laptop to come. And then we'll be back on the YouTubes and the TikToks. But in the meantime, you just have to listen to our sweet, sweet voices.
I do use my hands a lot when I speak.
You're a real hand talker. Fingers and all, the full hand.
According to
Ancestry.com. Ancestry?
Ancestry.com.
Holy shit, guys.
Hey, how much incest is in your family? Want to find out? Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com. Oh.
Oh. Well, that's
no.
Cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, some might say Ancestry.com is Ancestry.com, depending on what they find out.
Well, there is a rich, rich, rich history of incest in all of our pasts,
oh my
I imagine.
Gosh.
Maybe you have to go back a few generations.
That sounds like an SNL skit, like Ancestry.com. Oh, man, why haven't they done that yet? I'd like a check for $500, please, for that
raw
idea. You guys just send it our way. Thank you. Oh, what's this?
Backtrack retraction time.
Uh-huh. Time for a retraction.
Backtracking retraction time.
Well, it's gone on long enough. I've spewed a few half-truths or just complete untruths.
Wait,
here and there.
Lou's holding a notebook. What happened to the tiny truth notebook? Now you're holding a big one.
It's so tiny I lost it.
You lost your podcast little fact notebook?
I did.
What's that right over there?
That's not it. That's a journal from a long, long time ago. Don't look at it.
Okay.
So
got
no.
It.
Anyway, I'd like to say,
where'd you get this notebook?
I got it in Australia.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's in my Didn't you watch my?
Oh, is it in your Substack?
Didn't you watch my Substack movie, honey?
I did. Oh, that's the notebook. Yes. That thing costs $50?
Australian.
Oh.
It's like 30 American.
Dear God.
Anyway, last episode, I said that Emmeline by Urge Overkill was in Pulp Fiction.
I don't think you said Pulp Fiction. You just said a Quentin Tarantino movie.
So it's not. What I was thinking of was Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Originally by Neil Diamond.
That was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would like to point out I think there's a pretty good reason for this mix up.
Mm-hmm.
Emmeline,
mm-hmm.
The Hot Chocolate song, original from the 70s, and Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon are both songs about grooming a partner.
Really?
Yeah. Girl, you know, girl, oh, you'll be right. A woman soon. Soon you'll need a man. It's
Ooh.
Him. And then Emmeline is about this guy who, there's a young woman who is very talented from an early age. And he's like, I'm going to make
raw
you the biggest star the world's ever seen.
Oh.
So, but I was
Backtrack
right.
Backtrack
Okay. Retraction. Thank you, Adam Harding, right, for
thanks, Adam.
Reaching out and correcting me.
Backtracking retraction time.
Some things need to, I need to rectify a few things. Okay. A while ago, I don't know what number episode. Oh, this is the 69th episode, by the way.
This one is?
Yes.
That's hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So anyway, I said that the Connecticut River was dead.
You did.
And
I got a few messages from that one.
I apologize to all the locals, and mostly locals that are, you know, that are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I got a few of those messages.
Yeah, and it's true. I was talking out my anus.
Mm.
My anus. But what we were on, but we did do a cruise of the Connecticut River, a little short little cruise.
We did for Lou's 55th birthday, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah, I organized a family like birthday thing where we took a cruise on the Connecticut River.
I wanted to know more about the Connecticut River, and I had never been on the Connecticut River, and it's a very large river that I've grown up near for most of my life.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to know more about it.
That was really nice. If you live in Western Mass, I recommend doing a Connecticut River boat tour. It was fun.
It was. And I found out during that cruise, there was a fun fact that said at some point the Connecticut River was dead. It had been poisoned so extensively by the mills, the paper processing, the fabric plants. I mean, the Connecticut River was a big industrial belt, an early industrial belt in the late 1800s and the early 1900s.
During the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, it was like, and the water was revolting.
So they were like, look at this nice big flowing trash can.
Exactly.
I like it. This trash can's moving.
Right. And 57 years ago or so, Katharine Hepburn...
Okay.
Looking upon the Connecticut River, which apparently...
I love her.
...lay just beyond... It was like... And she lived basically on the Connecticut. She said,
really?
Oh, look. Oh. It's the most beautifully landscaped cesspool on earth.
Ooh.
So the Connecticut River did run black for a very long time. You could not possibly swim in it.
Okay.
And the fish population was decimated, et cetera, et cetera. But it's made a comeback.
Did you spend some time on Wikipedia?
I did.
Great.
But it's made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
So you can swim in it now.
Well, there was bodies in it voluntarily. Yes.
You can be in it now.
I mean, alive. They were alive.
And there's fish. There
are
fish.
Right, there's fish.
There are fish.
Yeah.
However,
mm-hmm.
when we did go on that cruise, look, looking at the banks of the Connecticut and in the water itself, I didn't see a lot of life. But that could be due to the invasive species of plants that pretty much have created this monoculture, you know, this mat. They call it a monoculture mat that maybe lies in the river and does make it like so it's not quite like...
Is diversified, maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't look, you know, so anyway, the river is definitely, it's the most extensively dammed river in the United States.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where the first settlers went. Of course, the Indians before that. But the Pecumtuck, I believe, owned this, where we are. This sort of region of the Connecticut River was the Pecumtuck.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep.
So, anyway, so I just wanted to get that. It's been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to offend the locals, and especially the people whose lives involve the river. There are so many people who are really actively involved in keeping the river ecologically healthy and also continuing to improve it. And it's still, you know, it's still like a bit of an embattled body of water.
Mm.
It's very controlled.
Interesting.
So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Lou Barlow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
That's
to say.
Right.
I didn't know what to say. So I'm just looking at you and you're sharing your information.
Pat my factful back.
I'm reaching. Okay. Patting your arm
my
with
elbow.
Your whole. I'm ready to patch that thing, by the way.
Oh.
I'm ready to patch it. Lou's wearing his, you know, he's got like a little collection of J. Crew cashmere sweaters. Those are kind of like his everyday sweaters.
I wear cashmere.
People comment a lot. Like, I love his sweaters.
Every day.
Oh, that's it. There's really no big secret. We're not gatekeeping. It's just J. Crew cashmere. Yeah. Anyway, but there's a big ass hole in the elbow, and
I kind of like it. Makes me feel like I'm a scruffy.
Oh no!
Makes
well,
me feel scruffy.
Really? But yeah, then it's like going to keep getting bigger. Would you like me to just stitch around the hole so it doesn't get bigger, and you just keep the hole there?
Give me a patch. I'm ready for a patch.
Yeah, I'm going to put a patch on it.
I'm interested to see what sort of patch you put on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it has to match because this is a knit.
Doesn't have to match.
No, I'm saying you don't want to put something on there that's going to be. Like, you don't really want to put a woven on a knit.
Okay.
Although that's not true, because you see sweaters that have, like, suede patches and shit like that, but...
This is my unraveling sweater.
Yeah.
Sweater.
Speaking of...
Oh, my God!
Oh, wow, big...
Is this an opportunity to mention this?
Big announcement.
Yes, Dinosaur Jr. are going on a fucking, like, arena tour.
I know.
Arena tour opening Wild. For Flaming Lips and Weezer.
Weezer's doing the Blue Album start to finish.
We had to figure out what the Blue Album was yesterday. My hunch was that it was their first record. Adele was confused. We found out that the Blue record is indeed the first record, which has the sweater song.
Yeah, where your sweater comes undone. That's such a fun one.
If you want to destroy my sweater.
Oh, oh, oh.
Then what does it take?
So wait, it
this
was
thread
so
and
I wonder
walk
when
away.
That came out. When did they say? Because that it's been a while.
It's been a while. 90s.
It's been a while in the 90s, right? Because I think I was in high school when that song
sure.
came out.
Early 90s.
I was like driving in my car, my little.
So yes.
Anyway, yeah, that's so exciting, and I just feel like how wild. So. Weezer is the headliner, then the Flaming Lips, and then Dinosaur Jr. will do some like sweet little opening set.
Half an hour.
How fun.
Half an hour. That's.
I have to say, I'm really loving that lineup, though. It's like they really got it right on that one.
Oh, the lineup.
Yeah, the lineup is fantastic.
Oh, Weezer.
Raw impressions.
What's this? You're interrupting me. I could keep talking about the Weezer Flaming Lips Dinosaur Jr. tour.
Lose annoying nuggets.
Lou found another annoying nugget. Let's listen to it now.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I found this yesterday.
Watch until you find out. Know your own kneecap. The second mind! Welcome to a new program that you've never seen before. Today, on today's show, we will show you many things that you've never seen before, including some other things that you might have seen. But first, a commercial.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you recognize that alarm? Do you realize what kind of emergency that alarm signifies? Well, you better know. Because someday you'll use it. Welcome back to our show. Today, as I promised, many things you've never seen before. Don't be frightened. Some people turn and run when they see such a sight. But it's not necessary to run. Because it is isolated from you. It can't affect you at all. And now... Something you've never... Due to a loss in transmission, you will not be seeing something that you haven't seen before. Instead, something that you've probably seen.
I was going through my old cassettes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been making this collage. Making a collage, a 15-minute collage for
okay.
a very special compilation record. But I found that. I found that little cassette that I made. Well, I mean,
when
the
did
little
you
piece
make that?
There, that'd be like 95, maybe.
Just for fun? It was like.
I was really sick. in bed.
Okay.
And I had my portable tape recorder, and the batteries on the tape recorder were going down, which means it records slower, and then so it's faster when you play it back. So I was in bed, and I was on a ton of cough syrup, and I got stoned.
Okay.
And then I just started, like, making stuff up into the tape recorder. There's another part of that. The beginning part of that is actually on the very first Folk Implosion. The Third Mind, it's called. That's on the first Folk Implosion cassette. But that's the sort of the continuation of it. And I thought I'd just throw it in case the conversation got slow.
Did it?
I don't know. We started talking about the arena tour, and I'm like, it's going to be an interesting tour.
I'm excited for that for you. I think that'll be fun because it'll give you, I think the difference between that and just doing the regular tours is what I've enjoyed during the times that Dino has done kind of like joint tours like that. Like when you were with Primus, for example.
You've actually seen these style of tours.
Totally.
Before.
And I like it. I think it's fun because then you're traveling with other bands like in closer proximity and you're kind of all around each other. And
I have to say that's not entirely true. And especially in like an arena.
Okay.
You're oftentimes where the bands are put in the arena, we're very separated. I know that when I've done real arena tours, I didn't see like, you know, when we played a huge arenas with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you wouldn't see them.
Oh.
They would be behind so many layers of like,
well, I just didn't know security if that would be
it's all in these locker rooms underneath these enormous domes. So you don't really see people, but I imagine the Flaming Lips, like Wayne.
Well, I was going to say, Wayne though, you're not going to like ignore him. You're going to hang out. Next thing you know, I mean,
Wayne will find us.
Yeah. We're going to hang out with Wayne. Come on.
Steven Drodes.
You never know. And Rivers might be bopping. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that like,
he might be a little elusive, which I think is...
Well, when you were with Primus, even though they were on their own buses, obviously, we're all on your own buses, but,
smaller shows.
All right.
They're a little smaller. This is big places.
Okay. I'm never going to see Wayne or Rivers.
Don't be disappointed if you don't.
I just don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can definitely go find Wayne.
Yeah.
If you'd like. If you're like, let's go find Wayne.
Let's go find Wayne. Well, I'm curious to know if he'll have his babies with him on tour at all. He has like two little boys, and I'll be curious to know if they'll be at any of the shows.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I know. Huh. They look adorable. And
maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if they travel with him much, but it just would be fun because I'm like, oh, is there a time I should bring Izzy out to like a show? Because there's a show in Boston. And I'm like, well, since you're playing early,
here's another
should
example.
I bring Izzy and then we can hang out?
Opening for the Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Big. Never saw them.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I know you and Dave Grohl still haven't.
I did actually. Dave and I hung out briefly. I mean, you know, we were a group. It's not like we were hanging out, but it was in Oslo, played a big outdoor show, and we were around as the Foo Fighters were doing their like pre-show ritual, which involved...
What's that?
Which involved taking shots of some sort of brown alcohol.
Really?
And listening to old hardcore. And in this case, like, Dave was actually... He had this big flight case that had his... you know, stereo system in it. It was super cool. He opened it up and then he was playing the very first Die Kreuzen album.
Really?
And getting hyped for the Foo Fighters show by listening to Die Kreuzen. Whoa. Which I was like, hey, Die Kreuzen, first
Hello,
album.
Dave, again, buddies. Woo,
right
hi,
there.
Right here.
Right in the pocket.
Could
right
be brothers.
In the pocket.
Yeah. I can't wait till Dave discovers Raw Impressions. He's just going to be like, what? How was my life before this? It was so empty, and now, well, anyway, I don't know, maybe you'll never see the Flaming Lips, maybe you'll never see Weezer, I don't know, so then, who cares, whatever,
I don't
know. Go have fun.
People do, they tend to glamour, they're like, whoa, big places, big bands, it's like, it becomes...
Well, I don't know if I'm glamorizing it, I'm simply saying interesting.
People do. People glamorize it.
You are mostly in like a cavernous sort of warehousey backstage.
It can be very isolating if you're going between that and the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to get too dark here.
Well, no. Well, what I was going to say before you were like, I'll never see each other, blah, blah, blah. But what you could do, which I think is more available for these things where you're like the opener, is you can visit more than with friends and family if they're in town, because it's an early show for you, you know? So it's nice. Like,
yeah, someone's got to find me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Well, I knew. Yeah, I remember when Dino opened up for Phoenix, it was supposed to be Red Rocks. And I came out there for it. It was supposed to
Everybody
be Red Rocks
because
my girlfriend lived in Colorado at the time.
All the girlfriends and wives came. We're like, we're going to Red Rocks.
Yeah, we all came out for it.
Dinosaur Jr. Is going to open up for Phoenix at Red Rocks. Like, Red Rocks. Whoa, we're going to go to Red Rocks.
And then the weather. No. And so it was shifted to like a
hockey place.
Yeah, some sort of indoor.
Yeah, it was kind of a janky little hockey.
Yeah.
Stadium.
I don't know, but Phoenix was around.
Anyway. Were they?
Yeah, don't you remember that lead singer guy was like hanging out in your dressing room?
I didn't notice. Yeah. I didn't speak with them.
He looked very normal. He looks very normal. He's like, do you know what I mean? He looks like just like John who walked by. You're like, who's that? I don't know. It's just he doesn't like look like a rock star. No. You know what I mean?
They are. I mean, down to earth, for lack of a better word.
Yes. Exactly.
Although they are stratospheric.
Truly.
I mean, truly stratospheric.
Truly huge.
In so many ways.
But they are so
yes.
kind of like you might not know who just walked by. I mean, you know what I mean? They blend. Anyway, I do remember that he was like around and he had a very nice smile and he was like chatting and bopping around. And
well, we're going to see.
But that was, that was weird because the audience was... It was almost like at Red Rocks, maybe if it was open, you could have just like played the show, whatever. But since it was in that like indoor arena thing, you were very aware that people were there for Phoenix. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like all these, you know, women and younger women up front like, and then they'd see Dinosaur Jr. and they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The ugly wall of knives.
Like, their poor little ears are just...
God. Yeah, I have to sort of dissociate when we play those shows. I'm like, I do not look out. I do not look.
It
I
was
just,
pretty funny, I have
yeah,
to
just
say.
Seeing like, yeah.
They oh, were like, people when is not... this going to end?
It's really... Yeah, I mean, because they're not... I mean, chances are no earplugs.
Well, that's why I also think that this is a better lineup. The Weezer, Flaming Lips, Dinosaur Jr. You guys are, it makes much more sense. And people who like Weezer also probably like Dinosaur Jr. Same with Flaming Lips, same with...
Weezer has a very, very young crowd.
Do you think that they're going to be like freaked out by Dinosaur Jr.?
No, they'll be fine with it.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine because...
I think they'll be fine.
It's only going to be in half an hour. It's at the very beginning of the show. The Flaming Lips will wash away. They will be the balm that will just... Any damage that has been done by Dinosaur Jr.
The sound.
Yes. Wayne, soothe them, bring them to another extraterrestrial... And then Weezer comes out and plays fucking Buddy Holly.
I've never seen Weezer play, but...
They're pretty good. They're fucking solid.
I'm psyched to see Weezer, and
they
also
are solid. I'm hoping that the guy who played the original drummer, who's still in the band, but he often goes and plays other second guitar now.
Oh,
but
okay.
I really liked his drumming on the first two Weezer records. Oh. So hopefully he's playing. Hey, Weezer.
Yes.
From Connecticut.
Oh, are they? They're a Connecticut band?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of bands from Connecticut. I mean, there are.
Right, right. Interesting.
Jack Tragic and the Unfortunates.
Well, I was going to say the Flaming Lips were hands down still one of my favorite bands I've ever seen live, and I've only seen them once, and it was for the Soft Bulletin at First Avenue.
Yeah, Music Against Brain Degeneration.
It was just so incredible. It was so incredible.
Sebado opened for them on that tour.
I don't believe I saw you. Yeah. Yeah, I did not. No.
The first leg, because they actually did several legs of that tour because it was really
awesome.
It was a really special concert.
Yeah.
And it was when they had the
drummer
was like projected on behind them.
Yes, the screen was like, it was kind of like for me the first time I really had an immersive experience where it was like very like artistic, for lack of a better word. You know what I mean?
They handed out little radio headsets, and then they had a FM radio transmitter in the back room that would transmit the live sound from the board, so you could watch them and listen to them on this like little radio station that they had set up.
Ah, that's cool.
It was super cool, and each member of the band had the part of the whole extravaganza that they were responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael, the bass player, ran the little radio.
Oh,
station.
Really? Oh, wow.
And he got the FM signal out, and Stephen Droz was the drummer. He was the drummer on that material, but he's a multi-instrumentalist.
Isn't he like a keyboard guy?
Yeah, so he mostly plays keyboard and guitar. And but that was he really kept the band together. He was like the band leader, and then Wayne Coyne, master of ceremonies.
Oh, amazing.
Talking all day long.
And he
going
also,
from here to
me,
there.
It's like when you see him, you say, like, that's a rock star who walks by. You know what I mean?
Yes, He's got this whole other sort of community, culty, sort of interesting thing, in a good way.
Okay.
In a good way. I'd be in his cult.
Yeah, we'll join.
Maybe I am in his cult.
Can't wait to find out. Let's go join his cult. Oh my God. Well, since it's the 69th episode, how are we going to celebrate? Wink, wink.
I thought I had to wait till tomorrow for that.
Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.